Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To understand today's subject, we have to read the whole parable that Jesus was telling. Its subject is use your talents. And the Bible text is Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 13. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents, went and traded with them, and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But the one who received 1 went and dug it in the ground, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you have delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. The Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful in a few things. I will make you ruler of many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, you have delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that you are a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, that by coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast that unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. Words and meanings are changing over time. Over a period of time, words get a totally different meaning. If we remember the word gay, gay has changed its meaning. Gay actually means to be happy. Therefore, the Bible or some old Bible versions, they say, be gay. Jesus makes us gay. But today, you cannot say that because the word has changed. Gay is a sin before God. So today, you can't say what it really means. The word talent has also changed the meaning. In biblical times, a talent had different meanings from today's talents. In the Bible, it was either a monetary measure or a weight. A talent weight was an ancient unit for measuring value. In the Old Testament, a talent was a unit of measurement for weighing precious materials, especially silver and gold. In the New Testament, a talent was a value of money or a coin. The talent was first mentioned in the book of Exodus. Within the inventory of materials used for the construction of the tabernacle. In Exodus 38, it says, all the gold that was used for the work in all the construction of the sanctuary, the gold from the offering was 29 talents of gold. So how heavy was a talent? A talent was the heaviest or largest biblical unit of measurement for weight equal to about 35 kilos. In 2 Samuel, we read about David's crown. When he took the crown from an enemy king, he said David took the crown from their king's head, and it was placed on his own head. It weighed a talent of gold, and it was set with precious stones. So the crown was more than 35 kilos. In the book of Revelation, chapter 16, verse 21, we read that the great hail from heaven fell upon men. That's about the judgment of God on the earth. Great hail from heaven fell upon each hailstone, about the weight of a talent. We get a better picture of the crushing fierceness of God's wrath when we realize that these hailstones weighed more than 75 pounds. There was a terrible hailstorm, and hailstones weighing as much as 75 pounds fell from the sky onto the people below. Some modern scholars, Bible scholars, they equate the talent to 100 pounds, which is about 50 kilos. In the English Standard Version, for example, it says, and great hailstones, about 100 pounds each, fell from heaven on people. So hailstones of 50 kilos, they fell on people's head. In the New Testament, the term talent meant something very different from the Old Testament and also from what it is today. The talent Jesus spoke about in the parable of the unforgiving servant, Matthew 18, and the parable of the talents in Matthew 25 referred to the largest use of currency of the time. For example, the 10,000 talents owed by the unforgiving servant would come to at least 204 tons of silver. 204 tons of silver. That's how valuable, how big his debt was. And so a talent represented a large amount of money. When we talk about talents today, we don't think of weight and measurements. A talent is a gift or ability. Someone may have a talent in music. Somebody may have a talent in cooking. Some may have a talent in art or in something else. So the talent that the master gave to the servants was huge. The talents that God is giving to us is also huge. The one who had 5 talents, he made another 5. The one who had 2 talents made another 2. So each multiplied 100%. Many Christians think that God is our provider. Of course, he is. But they forget that God wants you to improve and to increase the talents that he has given to you. It doesn't just provide for you to keep for yourself or whatever you want. The one who hid his talent was scolded. It was taken from him and he was condemned to hell. He thought the master gave it to hide and returned exactly the same amount what he received. This servant was unproductive. There are many Christians that are unproductive. They think the pastor has to do everything in the church. He has to evangelize, he has to counsel, he has to raise money, he has to do everything, visiting people in the hospital, at home, here and there, so many things. But they forget one thing. They have received talents. Every member of the church has received talents which you are to use in the kingdom of God and in the church. So they are hiding their talents. Many don't want to know what God gave them to increase. They just want to receive for themselves. They are lazy. They think they don't need anything else. They just want. And that's why they are praying the give me prayer. If you ask them about their Christian life, they say, I'm all right. But I tell you, you're not all right if you're not doing what the Lord tells us. Every Christian has at least 1 talent, usually more. If you don't know yet what your talent is, you better sit down and start to pray and ask God to show you. Ask him to show you and start using it, work with it, and multiply it. We have to develop the talents. Some will produce 30%, some 60%, and some 100%. The one who had 5 talents, he gained another 5. The one with 2, he gained another 2. We are to put our talents into a growth motion. It doesn't happen automatically, and you cannot pray it into existence. You can pray as much as you want, but if you are not doing your part, nothing works. Remember, the parable Jesus told was not talking about prayer, but about work. There is no place for laziness. There is no time to rest. Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider his ways, her ways, and be wise. And then he said in Proverbs 24, verse 33 and 34, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an unarmed man. This doesn't only talk about financial poverty. It's spiritual poverty. Your life is poor because you're not working in procuring increase. To understand the Bible verses about the talents, we first have to recognize and appreciate the unique God gifts that God has given to each one of us. Each talent reflects the Creator's diversity and creativity. Recognizing these gifts allow us to embrace who we are and begin to see how we can contribute positively to our communities. We all have something to offer, no matter how small. It is when we acknowledge our talents that we can truly begin to use them to bless others and serve God's purpose. Let's explore some more verses that point to the recognizing your talents. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, it says, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. And in Romans chapter 12, verse 6 to 8, it says, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophecy, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Find out what talent God has given to you, and then put it into operation. After recognizing our gift, we must take the next step about talents. Develop it. That means nurturing our skills to sharpen and enhance them, much like a gardener has to work with the plants. Growth takes time and effort, but God equips us for this, providing resources, people, and situations that aid our development. We want to avoid burying our talents due to fear of neglect. Instead, let's embrace our abilities and strive to grow. For in doing so, we honor God's gifts. Here are verses that encourage us for the growth process. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, and working for the Lord, not for men. Proverbs 22, verse 29 says, do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve before kings, he will not serve before obscure men. And 2 Timothy, verse 1, verse 6, it says, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. As we go deeper in our study about talents, we discover that our gifts are not meant for ourselves alone. They are tools for service and love towards our neighbors. When we use our talents selflessly, we create an environment of support and encouragement, uplifting one another in the spirit of Christ. Each act of service brings us closer to fulfilling our God-given purpose. It's easier to remember that our God expects us to share these roles, letting our light shine brightly through our actions. Here are some guiding verses on using our talents for service. In Matthew 20:27-28, it says, "And whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." In 1 Corinthians 12:7, "Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good." So the gifts that God is giving us, the talents he's giving us, he's giving to us for the common use. When discussing Bible verses about talents, we must highlight the importance of faithfulness in every aspect of our life. God desires to see us be steadfast with the gifts that he has given us. We are expected to use them wisely, not to squander them or waste them of what he has given to us. So our faithfulness in developing and applying our talents will reward us with great opportunities in God's kingdom. Being faithful, regardless of the outcome, is what God calls us to do and how we grow spiritually. Let's discover verses that emphasize the principle of faithfulness. In Luke chapter 16, verse 10, it says, "Whoever can be trusted with little can always be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much." Then it says in Matthew 25:21, "His master replied, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.'" In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful." And the prayer came in Proverbs 28:20, "A faithful man will be richly blessed, but one eager to get rich will not go unpunished." So faithfulness is very important in every part of our life, especially in using the talents and the gifts that God has given to us. When God calls us to do something, we have to be faithful and use it in the way that he told us. The Bible actually explains itself. If you read the Bible, you'll understand what it says. The parable of the talents shows us that we must first recognize ourselves. What is my gift? What is my talent? What he has given to me? Second, we have to increase our talents. We have to reproduce, be productive. And third, the more you use our talents for others, the more we will grow. In all these things, we must be faithful and not give up. So many, they give up too fast. Sometimes it may be difficult to use the talents or share it with others, but we do not give up. We don't bury our talents. We increase them 100%, and many will be blessed by our service. The more we use the talents for others, the more we see our own growth. Your talents will increase only by using them, by operating. May God fill your life with more testimonies of how He has used you in extending His kingdom.